Patriots.
And now, give it up for Malcolm Brown.
Why'd you decide to enter the draft early?
I was in between the coming back and leaving, and I was talking to my head coach, and he was just like, you don't want to come back and have a bad season. Injuries, and, you know, they might game plan for me, so I could end up having another bad season on my last year. I would have a low draft pick then if I was coming up with another bad season. So, you know, they decided, and me and my wife decided that I should come out.
What's the biggest difference between Texas and New England?
It's a profession now instead of college. When I'm guaranteed playing, I got guaranteed like 4 or 5 years. If I were to redshirt, I have 5 years. Here, it's more of a business. You're not guaranteed anything. Either you're going to produce or you're not, and you're going to be sent at home. I just knew that I had to come here and work. I've never had a problem working in my career. So I just know I'm going to come here and put in work every day. My coaches that already talked to me about the situation and that you could be here one day and be gone the next. So I already had the mindset coming in to the NFL to produce and, you know, play my best.
What was it like moving your whole family up to New England?
It was a hassle because, you know, I was already up here. And just trying to have a little infant on a plane and a little 5-year-old that's active and just hyper all the time. Being on a plane all day, you know, it's kind of like going through airports and stuff. It was kind of like real hard because it's hard on my wife because she's pregnant again. Me, I'm like, you know, just get there and, you know, get in the house and we'll be good. Put her to sleep or something, you know. Don't just let her cry on the plane and don't let Raina just run up and down the aisles and stuff like that.
What does it feel like when you get the call that knowing you've been drafted?
Well, at first, they were like, you're going to be a high-round draft pick. Not necessarily high, but like mid-first round. So I was simply waiting on the mid-first round. That's what they had told me. So towards the end, I was just like, man, I'm not going to get drafted today. I'm going second round. It's okay. It's all good. It's still second round, you know. I'm just wait. So I had done mine back at home, my family, and we were all in one room. And I actually left out the room. And when it sat outside with, like, some of my brothers and my cousins and stuff. And I was sitting out there talking to him, and I got a phone call. And I was like, and it was, like, a number that I didn't have saved. So I was like, who's this? And I picked it up, you know. I answered, and I was like, hello? And I put Bill on the phone. And I was like, what? What was that? So then I'm like, man, this is, like, unreal. Because this has been a lifelong dream, you know. I've been dreaming about that. I've been watched some NFL when I was little, so... you know, I always had the dream of being to the NFL, and now that the dream's coming true, it was like, man, this is about to be real. So I didn't cry or anything, but, you know, I had the biggest smile on my face. I was just, like, so happy, you know, that I actually got picked up and I got the opportunity to try to make a team in the NFL.